Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're Pony and Muller. We're presented by Chafin Luhana Injury Law Firm, doing good by doing right. The Steelers have just released their official injury report for practice. Limited for Mason Rudolph. It looks like he's still in concussion protocol, but then again, Bills QB Josh Allen was at this exact point, limited in the protocol last week and started for the Bills on Sunday. Randy Feuchner did not show his hand today when asked. Says it's still up in the air. Our Steelers insider Ed Bouchette joins us right now. He is excellent at making predictions on all kinds of things. Said the Steelers would go 11-5 this year. And now he joins us to give us a prediction on Sunday's game. Ed, who will start at quarterback, Duck or Mason Rudolph?
I think it's going to be Duck. And here's why, fellas. I don't care what Buffalo's doing. Mason has such a limited experience that he needs all week's worth of practice reps with the first team to get ready for the game. And if he's not going to do that, then he's not going to start. Now, here's the scenario I can see. He hasn't been cleared yet, so they can't predict he's going to be fine, even though they probably think he is. So they got to practice the other guy. But when he clears the protocol on Saturday, he could be the backup quarterback. Having not had all the reps and having a Duck having all the reps, you go with Duck. So there you have it.
What kind of opportunity does Duck have if he does start? If he plays well, Ed, and they win this game,
I know they got Philip Rivers.
He goes out, he beats that guy, Philip Rivers. They have a bye week, but they're 2-4. And for argument's sake, Ed, I know, like Mike Tomlin, none of us like to deal in hypotheticals. We get 250 and two touchdowns, and Duck's slinging it down the field, making plays, and they win. Is it his job, even if Rudolph is ready after the bye week?
I don't think so. I think they go back to Rudolph. You know, that's the nice job for a game, and now you go back to your starter, and Rudolph's their starter with Ben out. It's not like Rudolph has crapped the bed here. He's done pretty well, I think, and everybody keeps mentioning two interceptions. I'm sorry, he only threw one. Dante Moncrief threw the other one. Threw it away is what he did.
I haven't even thought about
that. That was a perfectly thrown ball.
Ed, I haven't even thought about the turnover. Sorry.
I don't think there's anything that Mason Rudolph has done that would deserve him to be
back. Well, here's the only reason I brought it up, because A, I've been leading the Duck fan club, A. But B,
that's okay.
B, and maybe this applies to Rudolph too, so maybe I'll be really curious if Hodges does start to see what the Steelers do game plan wise. They actually let him, when he had to come in relief, throw the ball down the field. Now, I know he got away with a pick because of the defensive holding, but he was putting the ball in some decent spots on some of these throws that were 10, 15 yards down the field. They let Rudolph do that when he came in relief of Ben, but then they put the shackles on him, basically. So, I don't know. It felt like they were confident that Hodges, coming in cold off the bench, could actually make some plays. And when Rudolph was in, it was hyper-conservative game planning.
Well, we haven't gone forward with Ducks. I'm going to call him Duck because it's easier.
Okay.
With Ducks' first start, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you just mentioned Rudolph when he came in relief of Ben was throwing it downfield. Well, that's what Duck did when he came in for Rudolph. Now let's see what they do when he starts. Maybe they'll have the same game plan they had in San Francisco.
And I just don't get, if they have so much confidence in Rudolph, why do they run such an ultra-conservative offense when he's in the game?
You'll have to take that up with the offensive coordinator, because I don't know.
But do you disagree with that assessment, that it's ultra-conservative when he's in there?
Well, I don't know. It's when he's in there. It was in San Francisco. Was it? I guess it was against the Bengals. That was kind of a weird one, but it was his first. And then he played only a half, and he got hurt. I don't know. His numbers are good. I thought
I agree.
He looked good. I think everybody's falling in love with this Duck story, and for good reason. I mean, I wrote about it too. But don't let it cloud your judgment. You know, let's see what he does for a full game at the very least, you know, on the road.
Well, the only reason
on the West Coast.
Ed, the only reason I brought it up, and I've kind of been so gung-ho, he was throwing it down the field, and he looked pretty good, and I get it. Coming in midstream's tough for the defense to adjust to. The way they talked about him, though, teammates, coaches, it went beyond for me the usual, this is our guy, we've got to back him. Like Dupree, who would know, getting torched by quarterbacks, if anybody on that defense would, talking about how he just tore them up all camp. And I know it's camp, but still, like, to be 5'11 or whatever he is and to make it this far, I feel like you have to do a fair number of things pretty damn well because you're not going to get a chance based on having prototypical size. It just seems like quietly they think this guy can actually get it done.
Listen, Chris, it's a great story. It truly is. And if he goes out and wins in Hollywood, it's only going to be better. But do you think his teammates at this point are going to talk him down? They're talking him up. What would you expect? And here's the other thing. He went through all of the spring, all of training camp, all the preseason games when he played, and they cut him. If he was that good, they'd have found a way to keep him on the roster, even if they had to keep four quarterbacks.
Ed Bouchette, our Steelers insider.
And when they cut him, not one other NFL team bothered to even give him a phone call.
Ed, this is me giving an opinion and not asking a question. I just want you to react to it. I like what happened at Steelers practice yesterday. Marcus Allen going at Connor a little bit. Cam Kelly going after Juju. This is from Mark Cabali in The Athletic. Very, like, pointed comments from both offensive players and defensive players. I think it had to be orchestrated. I don't think Mike Tomlin, without having any knowledge, would have allowed for a couple of his star players to take a couple extra hits. So I think he approved it. I think he wants to toughen those guys up, Ed. He should.
Yeah, I don't think it was orchestrated. Maybe he kind of, after going 1-4 and then losing, and especially with Juju fumbling, maybe he didn't mind Juju taking a pop, you know. I was a little surprised he put the pads on right away on Wednesday. That surprised me. They just had a brutal game against the Ravens. You'd think he might have waited till Thursday to put the pads on, but he put the pads on.
Ed, do we see more of Benny Snell football on the West Coast, or I guess Benny Snell, because now he's referring to himself in the first person when he's talking?
Wow. Stunned silence from Ed.
This is impressive. That's one of those ones.
You just floored Ed with a question, Chris. I don't think I've heard that before.
It's one of those ones where the call drops, but the ambient sound stays on. He was like, he had made a promise with himself. I'm hanging up this phone if they ask me one question about Benny Snell. He kind of shot down the whole Duck thing for me, which is a bummer.
By the way, Hodges is going to be on the air at 6 o'clock, broadcasting live. It's called Black and Gold Uncensored. Steelers offensive lineman Zach Banner. Paul Zeiss tonight at Chupka's 2 in the south side. Chris, you want to finish that question, Fred?
Ed, are we seeing more, in your opinion, this Sunday of Benny Snell, who now refers to himself in the first person?
As I was saying before Bill Belichick ruined our phone call there, yes, you have to see a little more of him. I don't know that Connor's going to carry every rush from scrimmage, although I guess he's done that in years past, last year anyway. I think you see a little bit of Benny, but I think you're mostly going to see Connor.
Ed, why didn't Mike Tomlin slam the door on the Redskins rumor Tuesday?
I don't know. That was, to me, maybe he doesn't get flustered, so I'm not going to say he was flustered by the question. He had to know it was coming. You know, he meets with Bert before the press conference, and they go over various things that might be asked. And I'm sure Bert brought that one up if Mike didn't. why he didn't just say, I have no other interest in any other job but this one, something along those lines, I don't know. Maybe he didn't want to do that.
Mm, and why was that Redskins plane in Pittsburgh on Tuesday, Ed?
Oh, they had a secret meeting over at Heinz Field. No, it was a bar on the north side, I believe. Daniel Snyder and Mike Tomlin and his agent. Yeah, they all met over there. And,
it was the recovery that's room right on East Street, right, Ed?
That's the most ludicrous thing I've ever heard. Like,
the plane was here, though.
Camper, which they're already doing by letting the word out that they're interested in a coach who has a job. If they want to tamper even blatantly more, bring that Redskins plane in and park it in Pittsburgh while all the rumors are hot.
But that plane was here.
So?
So what was it doing here, Ed? Just hanging
it's
out in
an
Pittsburgh?
Airport. It's an airport.
For the Redskins owner? On a Tuesday when the coach is talking about the Redskins' job?
Maybe they had to refuel on their way somewhere. I don't know. Maybe he was having lunch with some other
Ed, I'll offer you this. One person who claims to work at the airport and is insisting who's insisting to me he's got the story. And I would imagine you could probably shed some light on this if you've just heard through the grapevine that this happens. Said that a Washington player was injured in their game and that they flew him up on the team plane to get treated at UPMC. Have you ever heard of that happening? Is the reputation of UPMC such that players from other teams have gotten treated or at least looked at up here during the season?
Oh, all the time. You have world-class athletes coming in here and being treated. I'll tell you, I had surgery on my hand this summer. I had trigger finger, and the guy who does the Steelers' hands did my surgery. He does the hands for the Redskins, too. There.
And I had penis surgery this summer.
Oh, God. Here we go.
He should do the hands of some of the Steelers.
I was going to say, if he did Moncrief's hands, he would probably disavow that operation.
Ed, is Moncrief coming back from the dead like Lazarus this week?
Well, I don't know about Lazarus, but he'll be suited up and on the field. They're running out of receivers, Pony.
Do you think they rested him because of his finger injury? I'm starting to think maybe he didn't get a hat, Ed, because he had an injury.
No, he didn't get it because he had the injury before he dropped. He had the injury in training camp.
But maybe he was dropping balls because of the injury.
He had four, maybe, but he had four drops in New England, and that one that cost him maybe a game against Seattle. But I want to see more of him. I mean,
so do I.
The other guys aren't getting it done. I mean, you drop a pass or you catch it and fumble and lose the game.
Well, I know that the drop pass hurts less. After Juju and Deontay Johnson, though, he's got to be the best option, right?
Juju, Deontay, yeah, he's better than Holton, I guess.
Better than Switzer.
Switzer, probably, you'll probably see him out there, too. I thought he was benched a little unfairly. You know, it'd be something if these guys were being productive, but they're not.
And are we going to see Vince Williams matched up with Keenan Allen on Sunday night? Is that the matchup Keith Butler's looking for?
Or just
for in
how
this
many
game?
How many plays will Vince Williams be matched up on Keenan Allen? We know it'll happen.
I don't know. Vince did a good job on Sunday. You know, people like to kind of knock him, but I he's turned into a decent linebacker. You know, he's not an All-Pro or Pro Bowl guy, but
well, he's a downhill guy. He just shouldn't be covering Keenan Allen. Is I think the point here.
Well, I don't know. They're beat up as well. The Chargers. I wanted to call them San Diego again, but they've been beat up. But I still think they're going to win the ball game.
So, what's your score prediction, Ed?
I had it 3-10, San Diego.
You mean LA?
I'm 4-1, by the way, as we go along. It can't be held at 11-5. Pick one. The top two quarterbacks got hurt.
I'll allow you to revise your Steelers record pick right now, Ed, if you'd like. Give me a new record.
No. I don't know.
He just wants to go week by week so he can keep, if he gets them right, he can keep throwing an ever-improving record back in our faces.
Well, 4-1's not bad.
No, it's way better than last year, Ed. You were terrible last year.
You weren't as bad as me, though. I went 2-14 against the spread.
All right. I was bad last year. The legalized betting has helped me, even though I don't bet.
Cool. All right, Ed.
I hear the chatter more.
Enjoy sure. the trip to California.
Not San Diego, L.A.
I won't be going, but thank you very much.
There you go. Ed Bouchette on 93.7 The Fan. You can follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations in North Huntington and the North Hills. All righty. Eric Hagman's going to give you the Steelers injury report from practice. After that, there's a bowl game tonight in baseball. It's the PM team. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.